Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Mike Mullen and Marty Becker from the U.S. Forest Service. Thank you for coming in this morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And you are here to talk about a restoration project happening out at Starrgavin Watershed. So why Starrgavin? What's the need there?
Back in 2014, there was in the fall, we had a big rainfall event, which triggered two landslides in the valley. One was a fairly sizable landslide that came down the main stem and took out about 2,000 feet of anadromous fish stream and then diverted and started running down the road and caused a lot of damage out there.
Awesome. So it's now we're getting to the point of like, okay, everything's settled into place, nothing, there's no like risk for more slides ideally, and then now the time is okay. Yeah. Now we can start cleaning things up.
Yeah, we had to kind of wait for that, for the whole landslide to settle out, mm-hmm. for that runout zone, figure out what the stream is going to do, and what we want to do with it out there.
Okay. So obviously the priority is to get those, you know, said 2,000 feet of the stream has been washed out or displaced.
So it's displaced, and then it actually started running about 1,000 feet down the old road, which is an ATV trail now.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
it wiped out three fish culverts, four of our fish rearing ponds out there.
So
it caused a lot of damage.
Yeah, so the priority is then getting the stream back, getting those fish rearing ponds, getting the salmon's house back in order.
Yep.
And but there's still possibility now for potentially other projects to take place in Starrgavin. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, from a recreation side of things, it impacted approximately a couple thousand feet of trail as well. So mm-hmm. That's going to be reconstructed. That's what we're proposing. As well as fixing, some other problem areas on the trail system mm-hmm. out there. But, about three quarters of a mile or so of trail is inaccessible because of the runout from the landslide. Mm-hmm. And so, reconstructing the impacted section, opening, the whole trail back up to ATVs and bicycles and hikers, all the uses that previously were allowed back there. And then, we're also proposing at this point in time some new projects as well, some new hiking trails and some mountain bike trails.
Awesome. So it's like while we're back here,
exactly,
we might as well,
more bang for the buck.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's much easier to do one larger NEPA project than
try to piecemeal it project
by project.
That saves you guys definitely headaches and time, I guess, for getting each of those singular things approved. So where are we in the process of these potential additional projects beyond just the stream restoration? Are there like certain things that are like, yep, we're definitely going to do this and you're just letting the public know? Or is this still like a kind of information gathering phase?
Well, right now, I guess we'd be in the pre-scoping phase of the project. So nothing is for sure. We've come up internally with some ideas of things we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We know we want to fix the stream. We know we'd like to get the trail back, the original trail back up and running. But then we've come up with some other ideas. We know there's these user-made trails up the valley in different places. We've had some other user groups come in and ask for things. But we've come up with this list now. We want, the public to come in and help us refine that list or add to it.
Excellent. And so when is the opportunity for people to come in and give their comments or perhaps add to that list?
Yeah, it's the meeting is 4:30 to 6:30 tonight at Centennial mm-hmm. Hall, room 3, I believe. And people can come and go as they like. There'll be maps there. There'll be several Forest Service employees to talk to folks. And there'll be comment cards. If people can't stay for mm-hmm. very long, they can take those with them. There's a map on them. They'll be able to write what they're hoping to see back there, and then mail them in or email whatever. So yeah, 4:30 to 6:30 tonight.
Cool, at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
That's right.
Awesome. And if for whatever reason folks maybe if this is like their information gathering phase, they're going to go in, they're going to kind of scope things out, can they take comment cards with them, you said, to mail in? Is there other places that they can access that information, either to refresh their memory or for folks who can't make it in?
Yeah, they can stop by the office. They can call us, call the front desk, 747-6671, and they can get directed to myself or Mike, or the ranger, also knows about the project very well. There's also, it's on the Sika Ranger District website, on the, what's it?
The schedule of proposed
schedule
actions.
Schedule of proposed actions. It's on there. I don't know that website right now, but if you call the office, we can direct you and give you the right address.
And
for that.
I'm sure the Google, if you did, yes, Sitka Ranger District Forest Service, would probably get you there as well.
Exactly.
So there's been, of course, little rumors of there's kind of like a vendetta, a list of things that the Forest Service needs to put the kibosh on, like getting rid of ATV trails or anything like that. Is there validity to any of those whispers?
No. We're not proposing to reduce any motorized access back there whatsoever. It's the only year-round motorized trail opportunity that's available. Available from the Sitka Road System. So we're not proposing to reduce that at all. We just want to reconstruct what was originally there. Yeah.
Okay, so get things back to where they were, and now we're having the possibility for expansion.
Exactly.
So potentially there could be, if enough of the public is interested in having perhaps more ATV trails constructed, is that a possibility?
Nothing is necessarily out of the question at this point. That's our whole point of reaching out to the public. We want to hear their ideas. I mean, everybody at the Forest Service, we all have things we like to do, but we want to hear from the public. What do you want to see? More ATV trails, less, more mountain bike trails, no hiking trails? Yeah, so there's, the possibilities are very open-ended right now.
Wonderful. And it's public land, so you want the public's input on what they want to see on it.
That's right.
Wonderful. And so just to reiterate, that's going to be, the meeting's happening tonight, 4:30 to 6:30, Harrigan Centennial Hall. Let's see.
Yep, room 3.
Room 3.
That front room as you come in, front lobby, hang a right, and it's across from the main.
Oh, yep. Also known as the Steelhead Room, because all they also have fun fish names. Oh. Makes things more entertaining. And, more things to remember because we have so much brain space available. Yep. Wonderful. So do you have any deadline as to when these comments need to be in by? Is the clock ticking on this, or is there room for people to kind of percolate with their ideas?
So this is just the ideas. It's not comments right now. They're not official comments. We're not in that portion of the NEPA process. But within the next couple months, we'd like to get people's ideas so then we can form a true proposed action, which then we would put out for actual comment.
Okay.
This within the next couple months, we're kind of gearing up for field season and figuring out where we're going to survey and get personnel lined up to look at whatever ideas and proposals come up.
Okay. So I guess ideally before the thick of the summer season, so you kind of have an idea of where to put your time and energy to get that more detailed look. And then the official paperwork starts of once you get a general idea of, okay, this is direction we're heading, then you get the project proposed, written up, and then it's the official comment period. So when do you have like an idea as to whatever direction is decided on, when it would actually like start being implemented?
I think we'd hope and we're thinking maybe in possibly summer of 2021.
Okay.
to 22 for the in-stream work.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything would kind of work off of that because we'd have to rebuild the roads to get in there. And then that kind of needs to be done first before the ATV trails can be fixed and opened up.
Definitely. Well, gosh, it's, so it's planning ahead, but potentially a lot of
stuff outside of the, like the parking lots out front could get done right away too, but.
Excellent. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty exciting opportunity, to have new things happen, to have potentially new trails, or again, it's just a good time to have your own personal hand in the public lands process.
Yeah. And just, wanted to say that, that if we do end up, proposing, new trails, those aren't likely to be built for several years down the road. We don't have money to build those right now. It's likely we'll have the funding to do the repairs to reopen the existing trail system, but new stuff is probably a ways down the road.
Okay. But it would be like, it'd be like the official earmark of like, yep, this is coming down the line.
A lot of funding sources, from outside grants and partners.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They want to know, do you have something that's NEPA ready? And it's like, well, no, but so this, if we have stuff, projects that are NEPA ready, shelf stock, we can go, yeah, we have this project here.
Okay, awesome.
We can fund it.
So you have a lot, just a whole shelf of possibilities just ready for action. Awesome.
Right.
Well, great. So again, so it's a Stargavin restoration project that's happening. The public just idea gathering is happening officially today, 4:30 to 6:30 at Harrigan Centennial Hall, room 3/ the Steelhead Room.
Yep.
But they can always call for a service office, 747-6671, get a hold of you, and there's always the internet. But any and all ideas, I assume, are welcome.
Yep.
That's right.
Wonderful. Well, Mike, Marty, thank you very much for coming in this morning. Hopefully you'll have lots of great ideas gathered.
thanks for having us.
Yep, thanks.